So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned that if a chatzar or a bayis or a mavir becomes open to Rishus HaRabim from two sides on Shabbos, Yehuda holds, Mutarin la'isa Shabbos, Vasurin la'asad lavay, they may continue to carry in their chatzar for the rest of this Shabbos because Shabbos kimin shehutra hutra, but unless fixed, it will be usur on future Shabbases. And Biyosi holds, Im mutarin la'isa Shabbos, mutarin la'asad lavay, Vimasurin la'asad lavay, asurin la'isa Shabbos. Whatever the halacha is for the coming Shabbases must be the halacha for this Shabbos. And in this case, Rabbi Chasis and Rabbi Yechanan, supported by an explicit brisa, say that Rabbi Yossi does not allow carrying even for the rest of this Shabbos, because Rabbi Yossi does not hold Shabbos kimin shehutra hutra. Itmar, Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef Amar halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, v'Shmuel Amar halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef paskins like Rabbi Yossi, and Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. The last mission in the parak teaches two machlekes between Yehuda and the Chacham. Habayna aliyah al gabish nebatim. If somebody builds a second story as a bridge over two houses on opposite sides of Rishus HaRabim, or if a road passes under a bridge, metalten tachtehin b'Shabbos de Rabbi Yehuda, he may carry under them on Shabbos. Chacham Eisrim, the Chacham say it's Asr. The Gemara points out that the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda can be explained two ways. Pitikur yard b'saisim. Since the Rishus HaRabim has two walls, the two houses and a roof, the second story, we employ the rule of pitikur yard b'saisim. The edge of the roof halachically extends down to create two additional walls, thereby enclosing the entire area under it. The Chacham hold we cannot utilize Pitikur Yad B'Saisim where it's mefulish. Shtei Mechitzes Dei Raisa. As mentioned many times in Masechtas Erevin and Masechtas Shabbos, the Braisa teaches, Yesra Kein Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, even where there is no roof, Mishesh Leshnei Batim Shnei Ritzidi Rishas Aram, one who has two houses on opposite sides of the street, the area between them is a Rishus HaYachid Midei Raisa. It's only Midei Rabbanan that in order to carry there, Oysa Lechi Mikan V'Lechi Mikan, Oykari Mikan V'Kari Mikan V'Noysim V'Noysim Be'emtza. He must place a Lechi or Kari at both ends. The Chacham hold, Ein Ma'avin Rishus HaRam Mekach. Only three Mechitzes create a Rishus HaYachid. The Mishnah continues, V'Oidam Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'avin L'Mavi HaMafulish. We can adjust even a Mavi that is open on two ends with a Lechi or Kari at both ends. The Chacham require a Tzuras HaPesach at one end and a Lechi or Kari at the other end. Hadna Lech Kol Gagis, we have Baruch Hashem completed the 9th parak of Masechtas Erevin and begin the 10th parak, Hamaitzi Tfilin Be'ez Hashem. Zok the Mishnah, Hamaitzi Tfilin Machnisin Zug Zug. One who finds a pair of Tfilin on Shabbos, and as Rashi adds, he finds them in a public place where it might get lost or desecrated, the Telekama holds he should wear one pair at a time to bring them inside. Rav Melia Leimer, Shnaim Shnaim. Rimlil says he may wear two pairs at a time and bring them in. Rava explains, Rimehu says, Loibish kol mashayochel lilbeish, one may wear as much clothing as he can to save them from a fire, would agree that he may only wear one pair of tefillin at a time to save them. Because unlike many layers of clothing, it is completely unusual to wear more than one pair of tefillin at a time. As Rashi explains the Gemara, Tanakama holds, Shabbos man tefillin. There is a mitzvah of tefillin on Shabbos. And the Chacham made no special allowances in order to save them. He may wear only one pair of tefillin, as he does every day. Rabbi Gamliel holds, Shabbos loves man tefillin. There is no mitzvah of tefillin on Shabbos, and the Chacham made a special allowance to wear tefillin as a tachshit in order to save them. But even so, they only allowed wearing the tefillin in its proper place on the head and the arm. However, Rabbi Gamliel holds, Mokum yesh b'roish lahanich shtei tefillin, and Mokum yesh b'yad lahanich shtei tefillin. There is room on a person's head and arm for two pairs of tefillin. Parenthetically, the Gemara mentions that the tefillin shel yad should be worn on the bicep and the tefillin shel roish should be worn on the part of the head where a baby's skull is soft. The daf summarizes with five possible explanations of the machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Gamliel. First, they both hold Shabbos loves man tefillin. If so, the heter to wear the tefillin is not based on the mitzvah, but on the tefillin nonetheless being a tachshit. However, they disagree in makom yesh b'roish lanich shtei tefillin, whether there is actually room on a person's body for two pairs of tefillin. The Tanakama holds there is no room for two pairs, and only one pair can be considered a tachshav. Therefore, machnisin zug zug, only one pair at a time. Rabbi Gamliel holds there is room for two pairs of tefillin, and both can be considered a tachshav. Therefore, shnaim shnaim, he may wear even two pairs as a tachshav. Second, they both agree, makam yesh b'roish lanich shtei tefillin. However, the Tanakama holds, Shabbos man tefillin. There is a mitzvah to wear tefillin on Shabbos, and the heter to bring in the tefillin is based on the mitzvah, which requires only one pair of tefillin. Rashi adds that wearing the second pir would be an Isser Bal Tosif, making it a Maser. Reb Gamliel holds, Shabbos loves man tefillin. There is no mitzvah of tefillin on Shabbos. The heter is based on tachshit, and since Makam Yesh Beroish L'Nech Shtei Tefillin, he may wear even two pirs of tefillin as a tachshit. Rashi adds that there is no Isser Bal Tosif because it's not being worn for the mitzvah, but to save them. The Isser Bal Tosif applies only while performing the mitzvah when the mitzvah is applicable. Third, according to Rashi's second pshat, they both agree Shabbos man tefillin, and the tefillin are a tachshit even when not performing the mitzvah, but disagree in mitzvah's triches kavana, whether one must have the intent to fulfill the mitzvah in order to fulfill the mitzvah. So the Tanna Kamma holds, mitzvah's ain't triches kavana. Even without intent to fulfill the mitzvah, he is mekayim the mitzvah. And since Shabbos man tefillin, if he were to wear the second pair of tefillin, he would be over on Bal Tosif. Therefore, the Tanna Kamma says, machnisen zug zug. He may wear only one pair at a time. Gamliel holds mitzvah tzriches kavana. In order to fulfill a mitzvah, one must have the intent to fulfill the mitzvah. Since he's not wearing them for the mitzvah, but to save them, he's not mekayim the mitzvah. Thus, by wearing a second pair of tefillin, he would not be over on Bal Tosif. Therefore, Gamliel says, shnayim shnayim. He may wear even two pairs as a tachshit. Fourth, all agree, lotzis leiboy kavana. No intention is necessary to be mekayim the mitzvah. The machlekes is, the Tanna Kamma holds, La'avar mishum Bal Tosif loyboy kavana. Since he's mekayim the mitzvah, he would be over on Bal Tosif as well, even without intent. Therefore, he may only wear one pair of tefillin. Gamliel holds, La'avar mishum Bal Tosif boy kavana. One is only over on Bal Tosif with intent to fulfill the mitzvah. Therefore, in this case, although he's mekayim the mitzvah, but since there is no intent for the mitzvah, he's not over on Bal Tosif and may wear two pairs of tefillin. Finally, the Gemara briefly suggests that they all agree that if we would hold Shabbos man tefillin, he would not be able to wear two pairs, because la'avar mishum Bal Tosif loy boy kavana. Therefore, we must say that they both agree Shabbos la'avar man tefillin. However, the Tanna Kamma holds, even la'avar shlebez manoy loy boy kavana. Even though there is no obligation to wear tefillin on Shabbos, if one does, he's mekayim a mitzvah, which according to the Tanna Kamma is enough to be over on Bal Tosif, therefore he may only wear one pair. Reb Gamliel holds, la'avar shloi bezmani boy kavana. If one wears tefillin on Shabbos, as Rashi writes, in kan rem is mitzvah. He's not mekayim a mitzvah at all. If so, there is no Bal Tosif. Therefore, he may wear even two pairs. One would be over on Bal Tosif, even shloi bezmani, only if he specifically has kavana to be mekayim a mitzvah. The Gemara rejects this last pshat, because according to the Tanna Kamma, if they hold Shabbos lav zman tefillin and la'avar shloi bezmani loy boy kavana, they should not allow him to wear even one pair of tefillin because he's over on Bal Tosif for wearing tefillin on Shabbos.